USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A birthday party in New Jersey ended in gunfire early Sunday morning. At least 14 people shot and 2 killed. 10 others wounded in downtown Minneapolis last night. 2 people, including the suspect, were killed, and a 16-year-old girl was shot and killed in Ohio, among 8 people who were shot at a park. A raucous party in Southern California led to mass arrests on Saturday night. More than 150 people arrested. A viral video on a social media app invited anyone to a birthday party in Huntington Beach, police declaring the event an unlawful assembly. The Texas State Senate passed a bill Saturday to prohibit schools from mandating the teaching of critical race theory. This comes after a school district in Georgia this week voted to approve a resolution that would prevent certain divisive concepts of race from being taught in the classroom. Quasi-Marxist doctrine has risen to new prominence following the rise of far-left groups such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
After 11 days of fighting that left more than 250 people dead and hundreds more injured, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding.
The recent violence between Israel and Hamas revealing an apparent division in the Democratic Party. Many Democrats now voicing support for the Palestinians and criticizing Israel, our longtime ally in the region. Four Democratic congresswomen known as the Squad among the most vocal critics of Israel. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson on One American News recently.
And this squad is shameful in the way they approach this. You know, someone referred to them today, and it's not too far off. They refer to them now as the Jihad Squad, and that's really where they're at right now. They're very pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, which is unthinkable.
Meanwhile, Egypt now in talks with Israel on how to make the current ceasefire long-lasting. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken due to arrive in Israel this week for talks. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
At least 14 people died and 3 seriously injured when a cable apparently snapped as a cable car was headed up a mountainside in Italy, plunging more than 60 feet to the ground on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The former Secretary of DHS is releasing illegal immigrants into the U.S. is a draw for more people to come here as well.
New data from the Border Patrol shows that more than 60,000 migrants have been released into the United States since February as the administration works to deal with the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Just over 61,000 illegal immigrants have been released, with many being given a notice to report to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. Former Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf tells Fox News that is a draw for more migrants to try to cross into the U.S.
If you're a family unit, you are likely going to be released into the United States. So what does that do? That incentivizes you to grab a child and try to come across that border and claim that you're a family unit because you know that you will be released into the interior of the United States. And that's your goal at the end of the day. That's your goal, and that's what this administration is facilitating. And then once you do get here, you know that you will not be removed because, again, this administration has put the handcuffs on ICE law enforcement agents. They can now not remove individuals that, again, have no legal right to be here unless you're a serious aggravated felon or you're a terrorist.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Attorneys will make oral arguments this week in an appeal to overturn a conviction and death sentence for the white supremacist sentenced to death for killing 9 worshipers at a black church in South Carolina. Dylan Roof was found guilty on 33 federal charges after shooting and killing 9 members of the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in 2015. Oral arguments set to begin Tuesday in Richmond, Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.